loads and loads of feedback, particularly on our interview with Alistair Woodward this morning. People are saying things like, well said, Alistair Woodward, double cab utes and SUVs are a real physical and environmental hazard. Ban them from cities except for a small group of exempted businesses. That one from Alison. We have a Hilux ute and couldn't be without the functionality of it. However, we agree it doesn't need to be so high or big, and a hybrid or an e-version would be great. Cheers, Rob. A helpful signal to move from the double cab ute to electric vehicles would be to exempt electric cars from FBT. Those opposed to these utes say they are unsuitable for tradies. My son has a second-hand Nissan Leaf electric van, which is totally suitable for many tradespeople, and running costs a fraction of a petrol-driven one. I have driven in Wellington for 20 years and have been increasingly frightened by the aggressive tailgating and driving behaviour of the SUV. Someone else saying that Alistair was a bit eschewed by his love of bikes. DCS and SUVs pay millions in rucks to the government, supposedly to maintain roads. Look, there's a heck of a lot more. I'll try and get to more and more of that feedback. Another one just coming now from D. Allen. Electric cars are silent and you don't hear them as they come near you. Feedback so far, I have owned four-time station wagons that has become more and more fuel efficient. I plan for my next car to be electric. It will be second-hand on a single person's budget. Thank you for that feedback. This one here, I can't help but muse on the gendered nature of SUV usage, and in particular the relationship between the SUV and the male appendage. It's funny, eh? Another one, oh my gosh, we don't all live in Auckland. What about the country folk and farmers? Ute driver. Hi, Julian. I used to drive trains for a job. Only about two of my workmates drove SUVs, and they were recreational hunters. A locomotive could be seen to be a big phallic symbol. Gee, there's a theme here, isn't there? Thus, no need for the small SUVs that appeal to many males. Regards, Warwick. Yet these trucks have an inverse size relationship. Okay, I'll keep going. I'll move on from this. This is getting to be a bit regular with the phallic symbol and theme coming through. Aside from the increase in emissions, the nastiest aspect to big SUVs, big utes and such like is drivers who use them to tailgate. I've had many instances of such dangerous driving from these idiots. One day I might feel inclined to jam on my brakes. That's Frank. The other one, surely the biggest side effect is that they are killing the planet. That's SUVs and double cab utes. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you very much all for your feedback. Lots of feedback coming in about interviews this morning, particularly on the interview with Ralph Hope. Mr. Hope had me listening to him until he started talking about Antifa at the end as if it were an actual organisation. He is just another Trumpian conspiracy theorist. That from Jeff in Auckland. More on the interview with our author of The Grey Men, Ralph Hope. It must be remembered that the Stasi were an instrument of the East German government and therefore operating legally, or at least with legal impunity. So a retrospective prosecution would be on very thin ground. Thank you for that feedback, Dave. Reading Stasiland by Anna Funder is a fascinating look into how the Stasi operated amid the gigantic files and fear they left behind. Thank you for that feedback as well. From Murray Carpenter in Wellington, two excellent films about the Stasi, which I would recommend to your listeners, are Barbara and The Lives of Others. The Lives of Others is mentioned actually by Ralph in the book, Murray. He talks about that being essentially influenced by ex-officers of the Stasi. And you'll see that in the book as well. Also, feedback again on the interview with Alistair Woodward this morning. Great electric car interview. Honestly, the hysteria here is ridiculous. Boris recently banned all new combustion engine cars in the UK from 2030, and there was barely a whimper. Imagine that here. It's time our drivers were part of the solution, accept the impact we're having on the climate, and do the right thing. And also from Gene Wignall, that was from Cindy. Thank you, Cindy. And also from Gene Wignall, my driving behaviour changes in my EV compared with my small fossil car because in the EV I can drag off double cab utes at the lights. Thanks, Gene. Also on our discussion with Jamie Wall on the 100 years of war and rugby between the Springboks and the All Blacks, the NZRU should be ashamed of their spineless attempt at deception. It makes me angry. I still remember the no politics and sport rhetoric of the time and arguments around the tea table. Utter crap. Thank you very much. Also on feedback with Sarah Helm, the Executive Director of New Zealand Drug Foundation. Speaking of imported ideologies, just as the racist anti-black and brown South African ideology wasn't welcome here, we should be wary of the equally rabid anti-white ideology of many of Aotearoa's youth are absorbing imported from the USA. I had some feedback from someone saying that actually the guitarist from Pink Floyd sold his guitar for $2.5 million. That's a sidebar. Why my son bought a guitar from Japan. They wouldn't export it whole because of the rosewood neck, so they shipped it in parts, which is allowed. It's a beautiful guitar. We could have a book about huge numbers of New Zealand designed and built decks using tropical hardwoods. The FSC certification is greenwash. Thank you, Steve, for that. Musicwood is a documentary also on guitarwood. Thank you so much for that as well. A lot of feedback congratulating Sarah Ahmed on her work as well. What a fascinating, what a wonderful contribution she is making to New Zealand. Congratulations to Sarah, and also lots of comments for our interview with Sarah Helm.